Welcome back to Radio Yesterday, here on AM 1090 KAAY. I'm birthday boy Barry Mack. Here's a song that was intended for a movie, but it got bumped instead in lieu of what was perceived as a better song. Randy Newman and Bob Dylan were among the songwriters who originally sought out to come up with a song for the movie, but instead the producers got Harry Nilsson to come up with a contribution. But after Nilsson wrote the song, the producers decided Nilsson had already recorded a song the previous year that they thought would work better. That song was Everybody's Talkin', which hit the top five in 1969 and won a Grammy the following year. As for the song that Nilsson wrote for the movie that didn't end up in the movie, it was released later in 1969 and peaked at number 34 on the charts. This is I Guess the Lord Must Be in New York City. From Radio Yesterday, and AM 1090 KAAY.
I say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers gone unanswered. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time I'll breathe free here in New York City. Say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
Keep moving. K-A-Y, Mini Music. Number 5. Number 4. Number 3. Number 2.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy. Too busy to come.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the second week in a row, number one.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down in the gym. She started to rock and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
This has been K-A-Y Mini Music.
Radio Yesterday and AM 1090 KAAY. The first single from the album There's a Riot Going On was the number one hit Family Affair, and the follow-up was Running Away. That went to number 22 on the charts in early 1972 for Sly and the Family Stone. Making it to number 10 at the end of 71 was Aretha Franklin's Rock Steady, and our song that did make it into the final cut of a movie was Carole King's Pocket Money, that starred Paul Newman and Lee Marvin, and the song was also the B-side of Carole's top 10 hit, Sweet Seasons. Live at the Paramount, Chapin's The Morning DJ, and our last one-hit wonder of the week coming up next, when the last Radio Yesterday continues, here on AM 1090 KAAY.